artists and new artists and everything that comes into the artist world, we got to jump into our local artist interview. This week, we're joined by Elizabeth in the studio. What's up, Elizabeth?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi. So we have Fecko Glenn this week. Tell me all about it. How was it?
Okay, so they're a band from the Chicago suburbs, and they're actually like friends of my friends' bands, because I was like, hey, who should I interview this week? And they sent me their way, and they are so cool. They are awesome people, and they're just like so entertaining to talk to too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sad I had to cut so much out of it, to be honest.
Yeah,
because like they just kept talking forever, and I was so entertained, but I know I have to keep it a certain length. So, yeah, it was really fun.
I absolutely love that. I think it's so cool that you're, like, friends with them in a way, or, like, mutual friends. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
Yeah, I was like, you guys definitely got to set up a show down here sometime,
because
that would be
sure.
So fun.
Yeah, 100%, especially to come see them live and down here. I know they're from Chicago, but it would definitely be worth the trip.
Mm-hmm. A little WZND field trip.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, we love that here. Well, without further ado, here is our local artist interview of the week.
Sophie.
Graham.
JP.
I'm Zach. I play drums.
I'm Bobby. I play guitar.
Cool. And who or what inspired you to make music?
Well, we've all pretty much been friends for just the longest time, because we're all teachers at School of Rock. So Bobby, myself, and Zach have been in bands since we were kids, and met Jack here working at School of Rock too. And Sophie kind of wandered in one day at School of Rock too. But yeah, so we're all teachers. We've been playing forever.
Super and cool. And then how would you describe like your music?
Garden indie.
Thanks, Spotify algorithm.
But yeah, really just good indie alternative rock, leaning towards happy, but with a little bit of a little bit of oomph to it.
So what kind of bands would you say have a similar sound to you guys?
We get Paramore lots.
We love Paramore.
We love Paramore.
We get excited whenever we get that comparison.
We also take a lot of influence from like
The Beths
and like
Beach Bunny. Scarlet D'Amore is pretty sick. Another Chicago band.
Yeah, we love Scarlet D'Amore.
So you guys mentioned you all met at School of Rock. When did you guys start playing together as a band?
It's probably the 2-year anniversary, really.
Coming up.
I think it's longer than that.
A little longer, but about 2 years ago, me, Graham, and Sophie went down to Nashville and recorded a couple songs down there, and that kind of solidified the fact that like, okay, we're gonna try to be a band, we're gonna try to do this, and then we got Zach and Bobby like locked in on board, and that's really when the band felt like it started. And we had been recording for a really long time before we played our first show. Just wanted to get a record going and write some songs that we were really proud of. And then we booked like a album release show at the Roxy back in May of this year, and that was really fun. We pretty much sold that place out. So that's kind of the timeline. Zach, when did, I think, what was it, February of 21 or 2?
Yeah, well, definitely over a year ago at this point, a year and a half, 2 years. I mean, as I mentioned, Graham, Bobby, and I all used to jam together for like a real long time. And well, the pandemic and a bunch of things took a break on that. So after the three of them were writing, then eventually, yeah, I jumped in with that. And, I mean, it was awesome, but it wasn't until we got Bobby on other guitar that we were like, okay. Yeah,
that was the, now, that now was we're like, all right, we're Fecko Glenn now.
Yeah, I just joined last winter, and I felt very fortunate, joining them, because, I instantly, when I first heard some of the songs, I made that Paramore comparison myself, and, I'm a fan of them too, so.
One of the most fun things about when Bobby came on, because people kind of know our stage presence, one, Bobby is a fan favorite, stage presence department. He's got killer
and
moves.
And a band member favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tried.
And it's in rehearsal, too, like the energy is. we'll like be rehearsing after a long day of work or something. We're usually practicing at like 9:30, just because that's when we can all get together. And Bobby's like, all right, let's do it.
So how did you guys come up with the band name Fecko Glenn?
Yeah, that was me. That was a spot at my summer camp growing up. And actually, my sister reminded me of it, because we didn't have a band name, and we had been recording for a year at this point. Probably, actually, the band name came pretty late. That was like right before the first show we finally had
we had like a deadline that we'd missed like several times.
Yeah, and my sister was just talking about summer camp, and it was like where you would go and tell stories at the beginning of the day, in the ghost stories of summer camp you did at Fecko Glenn, and it just sounds really cool. It kind of sounds like a band. Yeah, we pop right up, which is nice.
We get FectoGlenn.com.
yeah We don't have to be Fecto Glenn the band on Instagram.
What does the songwriting process look like for you guys?
It's different every time. Feels like we're still figuring it out.
Honestly, the process for us, like the kind of motto is try not to write any song like in a bubble. Like, don't make any boundaries or rules for how a song can start. Or, you know, we try to do it in a bunch of different ways, whether it's like just jamming it at rehearsal and coming up with something, or one of us bringing a half-written song to the table and fleshing it out. We have a whole bunch of different ways we go about it. We wrote New Shoes over Zoom when the three of us had COVID. I was like, on New Year's, we had COVID, and it was like really depressing. We wrote New Shoes on Zoom.
That song in particular took a very long time to finish. Some of them happened pretty quick. That one did not. That one felt like we mulled over for a while, and adding guitar layers and making, and just Zach's putting countless hours in a drum box, trying over and over again.
Hey, we're Fecto Glenn, and you're listening to our song New Shoes here on 103.3 WZND New Music Monday.
I think the New Shoes drums are like some of my favorite. Like the end, where you're just kind of throwing everything at the drum kit for the last minute, and Sophie screaming, is probably my favorite moment of the album, largely just because of the like emotion in the drums. Like, we just kind of ended up ditching the metronome, I think, at one point, just because it was getting too crazy, and it was really cool. That's another kind of thing about it too. There's not a whole lot of quantizing on the album. It is all pretty much like what's in the recording is how we played it.
But we recorded it ourselves. We recorded that album, and Graham produced
basement.
In my basement
and dorm rooms and bedrooms and friends' houses and all over the place.
That's super cool. Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Oh yeah,
we've got one this Thursday, the 2nd, on Day of the Dead at Burlington Bar.
It's music at 8 o'clock in Logan Square at Burlington. Yeah, with Flower Babe is headlining. Shouts out to Robbie for on the bill for that. And then we have another show in Dundee on the 12th at Rookie's Rock House. And then we are also playing at Montrose Saloon on the 18th. 19th. I got it wrong. It's on our Instagram.
That's what I was looking
at. @FectoGlenn.
Okay.
Our Instagram for the address. It's like the day off.
We put everything up on social media. So go follow us on Instagram, @FectoGlenn.
All right. And then do you guys have any music coming out?
Not right now, but we do have an album.
Thank you so much to Fecto Glenn for being our local artist interview this week. Elizabeth, what were some wrap-up standout moments for you?
Definitely the fact that all their music is self-recorded, just because like you can hear how well the music is mixed itself. So it definitely shows like they definitely have skills for that.
Oh, definitely.
And I also think it's super cool that they all met at the School of Rocks.
Yeah!
Yeah, like that's super cool. I don't know if you guys know anyone who played in School of Rock, but one of my friends who's in another band called Moon Rules Apply, who we interviewed last year, he was in that, and he is crazy good at drumming. Like, any of those people in School of Rock are absolutely so talented, and I can't even comprehend it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of the School of Rock before, and I think anyone that comes from there is honestly so talented and stuff. I've heard of that, and it's definitely a good launch pad for artists.
Yeah, and it's super cool that, like, these kids have teachers who are working together and making bands, which is, or like making music together.
Right.
Is super cool. And yeah, I would definitely check them out if you guys like that kind of like Paramore sound, as they said.
Definitely.
They're so good.
Oh, they are. And they said that they were playing in an upcoming show on the 2nd, right?
I think it's awesome. A Day of the Dead show, which should be
super cool.
Yeah, that'll be super awesome. But the song that we actually played, I think they have a music video for that one, but I just watched another one of their music videos for their song Spacing Out, and it was super cool and really like well produced too.
Really?
And super fun to watch, so I would highly recommend that too.
Ooh, what would you say like the vibe of their music videos are?
Kind of like, I don't know why I'm like getting like Fred, but like just the way Fred is like shot, if that makes any sense.
Oh yeah, kind of like that home video type feel.
Exactly.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I watched it with Liz earlier, and it's just like super like homemade feel, but like really well done. It was really good.
So it's like the professional version of a homemade really video. Ooh, I love that. That's such a cool take on a music video.
Yeah, for sure. And it was like you could tell they all like had a lot of fun doing it too, which looked like super fun.
Oh, for sure. I think making a music video would just be the funnest thing in the world.
Oh yeah, I bet it is.
For sure. Well, thank you again to Fecto Glenn for being our artist interview this week. And if you want to read and see the whole interview, head over to our website at WZND.com.